Good afternoon. We are filming our first episode of Not a Business Meeting, and we're very happy to have our very first guest, Samir Nassif, also known as Savage Sam, who is the founder of Wrestling ME, also known as Wrestling Middle East. He also happens to be a performer and a wrestler as well for his own company, not just a coach. And we also want to give a special thanks to Just Play, the facility who've given us the space to do this interview, and also for Samir being our first guest, and the Rink as well for helping us do this interview. So here we are with Samir Nassif, aka Savage Sam, and again, this is not a business meeting.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So, please give us a brief of what got you into wrestling.
Well, it actually all started off as a kid. Mm-hmm. When back in the day when I used to watch WWF, you know, and I had all my idols like Undertaker and Stone Cold and The Rock and all these wrestlers, you know. And I used to watch it religiously, you know, every week. It came to a point where I would wrestle with my relatives out in my backyard, you know, with my brother and my cousins, and it became something that I enjoyed, you know. I enjoyed the sport, you know. I enjoyed the thrill, you know. And when I heard that there was something professional opening up back in 2014.
I jumped
into that opportunity and I took my chances.
That's impressive, considering the fact that there are a lot of WWE fans in the Middle East, like Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and other countries in the GCC, such as Bahrain and Qatar. However, in this region, you don't hear of many promotions. If you do, they're just very small. So, what were the steps that you took to wanting to start your own promotion?
Well, of course, with the experience I had in running a pro wrestling business, you know, as a coach and as a performer, also, you know, I performed for many years, and you know, I was in some ways also a promoter of that business. You know, I had all the experience in me, and you know, if I didn't know what I was doing, you know, I wouldn't have done this to begin with, you know. And in this new chapter, I have my dad to thank, because he was the one that allowed me to start this opportunity, to start this new venture. You know, he gave me the capital, and he said, you know what, he just told me to go and try something out, you know, see where it goes. But he gave me that opportunity, he gave me the capital, and I have him to thank. So.
For sure. And I take it that you studied business admin?
Yes.
So do you take away plenty from your educational experience into Wrestling ME, like into starting? Because it's definitely a big entrepreneurial project, especially coming from someone who's 28, am I correct?
I'm 27.
Like I mentioned, it's very rare in the Middle East. But.
Yeah, of course. I do take a lot of, I mean, how do I say it? But my degree did help me in this aspect. I mean, of course, I'm still a beginner in running a business all by myself, you know, but the one thing that will help me is like the bumps in the road. You know, I will probably make a few mistakes here and there, and it's all part of the it's all part of what you encounter along your path, you know. But whatever I did back in university, it did help me. It did help me, you know. And if I hadn't gone to university, and if I hadn't gotten all the work experience that I have after university, of course, I would have probably been clueless, and I would have probably rejected the idea of starting this whole business myself, you know.
mentioned to me before we started this that it was in December 2013 that you went to Dubai Pro Wrestling, also known as DPW, and then that's where you got your start. There were, of course, some bumps in the road, but it helped you. It's also what helped you bring wrestling in. What were the valuable experiences that you took from that?
Well, I started off actually in October of 2014. That's when I started my journey, you know. And
mm-hmm. You were one of the first?
I wasn't one of the first, but I would have been probably one of the first that year. Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, at first it was very hesitating. You know, I wasn't sure at first if I wanted to take that first step, you know, into pro wrestling itself, you know, because never would I've imagined myself doing this on a more professional level, you know, and you know, and then I finally took that step, and you know, many years on the line I was at first a performer, you know, and I have my coach Caleb Hall to thank for. He gave me that opportunity to wrestle in front of crowds and showcase myself, showcase my character, and yeah, just wrestle, you know. And until 2018, I was given that opportunity to run the business alongside him and our other partner, you know. And that itself was a whole new experience, because now you're not just a performer, but you're taking care of the business itself, you know, so training and just the, like, as for myself, you know, I was taking care of the internal matters in the business, you know, and that itself took a whole new responsibility for me, but
absolutely.
I've learned a lot over the years. So.
And during that time, you mentioned to me how you were Caleb's favorite, and
I'd like to think so.
And were there other guys he had in mind for choosing as a coach, or if there would have been, because at that time that he left the UAE, he may have not known that there would have been another promotion, but since he thought of, it seems like he thought of you to become a coach, but would you think otherwise that, you know, for example, like, Why do you think he would not have picked anybody else but you? Is it just because you were...
No, actually, I do think that there were many others who deserved that role too, you know.
I mean, of course.
I'm not taking anything away from anybody, of course,
yeah,
you know.
Because...
I don't believe I'm any better than anybody, you know. It's that's not how I roll with things, but... the thing is, now, you know, it's a matter of time, you know, and I had all the time in my hands to help out with the business, you know, take it as a career, you know, and instead of a hobby, you know, and that's one reason why he picked me, because he knew that I could have, like, offered more rather than just be a performer, you know, so... Yeah, time played a huge role in it. So.
Of course, it took a while for it to open up, because I remember back in 2019, I remember people mentioned DPW, but every time I Googled it, it just said that it was out of business from what I remember. But then I got in touch with you, and now we're here, which is great news.
Yeah.
And so what are tips that you would want to give for starting a business, especially in including
Well, for starters, you need to know who your target audience is, you know, and of course, this is, you know, this is a mammoth of a job, you know, it's no walk in the park, you know, and this will take a while to kickstart, you know, and to show itself out there, you know, and my only advice would be to have a very, very solid plan, you know, on paper, for you to put it out there on the map, you know, as soon as possible and as effectively as possible, you know. And I mean, that's all I have to say to it, you know. There has to be a solid plan into it.
Of course. And what are your ways of promoting a business like this? I remember the first time, and till now, you know, Wrestling Emmy is still, you know, being advertised on social media. Is that the only route you take, or are there other ways, like word of mouth, or?
The thing is, this is the most effective route to take for the time being, you know,
of
with
course.
The current climate,
with COVID
and all. Yeah, this is, it's almost probably the only route we can take right now. Of course, I do have other plans in mind for when things start to ease up a little bit. You know, I do plan on showing my face more often and making personal face-to-face introductions, you know, to many organizations like schools and venues, like other venues like malls and all of that. And yeah, I do intend to personally show myself more as soon as things start to ease.
How is business doing otherwise, especially during the times of COVID, which is what we're dealing with currently? And what are the measurements that you guys you're taking in order to promote safety and to make sure that, you know, everyone in the ring is safe and healthy? And
yeah, so for starters, of course, we try to keep the ring clean at all times,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
that's really good.
A second point being that consider a class of 10 people,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Of course, under the trainee's own consent, I would group two of the same people together throughout the whole session, you know,
mm-hmm.
Make sure they stay stick together and not mix with others, you know. And they just become sparring partners throughout the whole session. And if they aren't comfortable with that, we actually have MMA grappling dummies over here that they can practice whatever we do in the ring, you know. They can do it on the dummies instead, you know, if it makes them feel more comfortable, it makes them feel safe, because that's what I value over here. I value the safety of our trainees in the end, you know. And if they aren't comfortable with doing something in particular, you know, I'll make sure I address it.
And what is the difference between, especially in this region, wrestling versus MMA? Because from my observations, MMA is very popular here.
Yeah.
There are plenty of UFC fans in the Middle East. But, you know, what are the differences?
So pro wrestling introduces the concept of theatrics, you know, into fighting, into combat, you know. Like in pro wrestling, we have characters, we have personas, we have alter egos, you know, and they introduce all that into the sport, you know. Whereas for mixed martial arts, it's based solely on, you know, grappling and submissions and striking. And
and there are no theatrics in MMA.
Not really. The theatrics itself in mixed martial arts is the fight itself, you know.
Definitely.
Whereas for us, there's much more into it. There's much more detail into it, like in terms of the concept of theater. So
yeah, it's definitely an art form, and
of course
we work on promos, and of course some work use scripts to perfect their performances.
Yeah.
And is this something that you typically tell somebody who's confused between wanting to do, like, whether they want to do MMA or wrestling? This is exactly what you tell them. It's just
Yeah.
The difference
yeah. Yeah. Of course. I often get asked, do you guys do MMA here? Do you guys do kickboxing? You know, like.
There are elements of it.
Yeah, there are some like elements to it, but the thing is, I explain to them what we really do, you know, and that's the truth of it. Yeah, we do incorporate some elements of mixed martial arts, some elements of kickboxing in there also, and like other martial arts forms, we try our best to be a little bit more expansive, but yeah, the truth is that the concept of pro wrestling, you know, involves combat, you know, involves wrestling itself alongside theatrics.
Gotcha. And what is it like for you when you have to explain to somebody, especially, you know, in a city like Dubai, what you do for a living? Is that
it's well, you know, it's actually not it's not tough at all. You know, if
that's good.
If someone asks me what I do, usually I just tell them that I am the owner and founder of a pro wrestling promotion called Wrestling ME, you know, and I get asked like, oh, like what wrestling is it? Is it like MMA? And I tell them, no, you know, it's wrestling entertainment, you know, so pretty much like WWE, you know, I tell them like sometimes WWE based, you know, because they won't, at first they probably won't get it, so I told them like what it's closest to, then they get it, you know.
Yeah, even when I tell others that I wrestle with you at Wrestling ME, sometimes to ask me like, is it Olympic, like Greco-Roman wrestling?
Yeah, I got asked that too.
Or pro wrestling, like, and I just say, yeah, it's pro wrestling, you do it for fun, and it is fun, thankfully.
Yeah, it is fun.
And I'm really glad that you're there to make sure that we're safe, especially from injuries and dangerous moves. There are some dangerous moves that are banned in the Middle East that we can't.
Yeah, of course. I have banned some stuff here myself, you know, and from experience, of course, also heeding the advice of my coach, you know. And yeah, I have learned a lot. Along the way, of course, you know, and if someone isn't comfortable with doing something in particular, I don't throw them in the deep end anyway. I make sure that they work towards it, you know, like that they work towards where they want to get, you know, and I'll make sure, of course.
And where do you see Wrestling ME, including, you know, wrestling in the Middle East in general, going within the next 5 to 10 years?
We see ourselves as the leading pro wrestling entertainment organization in the Middle East. I say that we are the only operating one in the UAE, mm-hmm. but we're not the only operating one in the Middle East, as we do have promotions, like wrestling promotions all around the region, you know. There's in Qatar, there's in Bahrain, there's in...
I'm sure there is in Saudi.
There's in Saudi, it's newly opened, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we aim to be the leading hub for pro wrestling entertainment, and even entertainment itself, you know, in the region and in the Middle East in general. In terms of not just training, you know, but also for live shows mm-hmm. and other events.
Brilliant. And do you enjoy doing other things in your spare time besides wrestling? I know you're into football, you're into totally wants you like to game and
I do like the game, but I'm not a huge multiplayer guy. I'm more of like a single player guy, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't play online, I just, you know, play by myself with like, you know, like AI and all that. But yeah, I'm like other stuff that I'm into. I mean, I do love football. You know, I watch football. I play football every Saturday. I am big into that. I go to the gym every day. I am very much into fitness. You know, I even have a diploma in fitness. Yeah, it's fitness itself is like a religious thing of mine, you know, and I just make sure I'm consistent, you know.
All right. Yeah, definitely. I've noticed that about you as well. And I have another question.
Yeah.
You and I also talked about this earlier before we started this. Not many women wrestle in the Middle East. I know I do, but do you also see that? Because right now, women's wrestling is at its peak, not just like let's say in WWE, we see it not just in the United States and Canada, but it's also in the UK, Australia, and Japan, which is a big one. But do you also see that hopefully growing in the Middle East within the next few years?
Yeah, of course. It is already starting to grow. We've had the first ever women's match back in 2017 between Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss, you know. And just last year there was a match in Saudi.
Natalia and Lacey Evans,
yeah. So it's good to see that it's opening up and it's starting to get a lot more popular, you know. And it's only a matter of time before it's up there.
Do you solely plan on, you know, like, let's say, getting television deals in the Middle East and hopefully, like, growing Wrestling Emmy as, let's say, a global brand and such?
Global
attention?
Of course. Of course, 5 to 10 years is a very short span of time. But like I said, you know, I this is a mammoth of a job in the end, you know, and it will take some time. It will take a lot of time before we reach a global level, you know. But for now, you know, I like to take things one step at a time. I like to be well recognized here in the country first before we start to even expand abroad.
Okay. Yes, because I remember you did mention that you were also considering plans of, you know, going abroad, and that is once COVID ends, but so it will definitely take some time before Wrestling Emmy gains, like, let's say, global attention. But do you also plan to, like, wrestle more overseas as well?
You mean myself as a single performer? I haven't thought of it, but if the offer came, I would consider it, you know, if I had to wrestle abroad, not just Japan, but anywhere else, you know, anywhere else. It's a good experience, considering I've never wrestled outside of the UAE. I was always, like, a local wrestler my entire life, you know, so if that opportunity came about, I'd consider it.
Rest of our podcast episode for today. I want to thank Sam for being our first guest
Thank you
for having me. And for Just Play and Wrestling Emmy giving us their space for doing this interview. And thank you for listening. This is not a business meeting.
Thank you.